Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Kai Willens, who's originally from Manning, Alberta. Plays with the Spruce Grove Saints of the AJHL. Of course, the AJHL season now getting back underway this week after being on a bit of a hiatus for a few months there. I guess first question for you here today, Kai, is how excited are you for to finally be sort of back on the ice and playing games for the first time in a while here?
I couldn't be more excited. I was sitting at home for a couple months, and it's very rare for me to be doing that, so... just to get going again and practicing, it's amazing. It's a great feeling. I can't complain at all.
And you're with the Saints this season after spending last season in Drayton Valley, I believe. And of course, the Saints are a franchise with a pretty strong pedigree. You know, you go into the Grant Fuhr Arena, you're going to see a lot of AJHL championship banners hanging from the rafters there. What do you think is sort of be most intriguing with you on the Saints team for this year?
Seeing all the banners in the stands is actually quite amazing. You know, I watched the Saints growing up a few times, and it's unbelievable the amount of good teams that they've had, and the coaching staff is unbelievable, treated like champions, and it's honestly, it's like a dream come true to be a part of such a great organization.
And of course, the AJHL has teams sort of broken up into cohorts for this first few weeks of this restart here. The Saints, you guys are going to be up against the Fort McMurray Oil Barons for your first bunch of games here. Now, what do you think is going to be sort of the biggest thing in going up against the Barons for the stretch of games here?
I think they're going to be a pretty good team, and they'll be hard to play against. You know, they play a pretty hard game. They're taught old school, and I think it'll be a battle of six games for sure.
As we mentioned earlier, of course, is the AJHL coming back after a bit of a layoff there. Do you think those kind of the first few games just be kind of sort of like kind of getting your legs back under you guys, you know, coming back off this layoff here?
For sure. It'll be an adjustment for some players, you know, just to get the feeling back and whatever. The first couple periods, it'll be just get our heads back, legs back, you know, just get back in the groove, and then a couple games in, it'll be back to normal.
And, of course, in going through over your hockey career, I noticed you played with the Northern Alberta Extreme Prep School. Of course, there have been a few players from our region that have gone through that program. What was your experience with the Extreme like?
It was unbelievable. I mean, I went to the league finals every year I was there, and I played with some very high-end prospects, and it just made me a better player every day and an even better person every day, and you know, it's the staff is unbelievable. You get treated amazing, and you're on the ice every day, and it's awesome. I won two championships there, and I can't complain at all. It's awesome.
Of course, you mentioned earlier, you're originally from the Manning area, and I'm curious, when you were growing up, what were sort of your big sort of hockey influences for you?
Probably just watching the NHL. You know, I was a big Oilers fan, and then started watching Steven Stamkos, and He scored lots of goals, and he's just a big idol of mine, and I just kind of watched him as I grew up and went to better leagues, so yeah.
Of course, with the season getting back underway and you're getting back on the ice, what's kind of sort of the pregame routine? We know hockey players are sometimes creatures of habit. What's kind of the pregame routine you go through before every game?
I like to make sure that I'm having chicken and rice before every game, you know, listening to lots of music and getting my mind right before games. It's very important to have the right mental health to go into hockey games. So, yeah, I just like to make sure I'm eating well, too, and having good habits for the games.
Chris, touch a little bit on the pregame meal. You also mentioned you like listening to music before the games. What's kind of on your playlist right now to get you sort of pumped up for the games?
I like the old AC/DC and EDM music. It gets me fired up, so...
Well, sounds like you got some very solid choices there. Well, Kai Willens, the Spruce Grove Saints of the AJHL, thanks for joining us here today.